Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In today's message, Pastor Ed Young begins a series of talks titled, That's the Way the Character Crumbles. In today's message, entitled Crumbling Courage, we'll discover we can stand firm and courageously no matter the cost. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called Crumbling Character. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Things crumble like cookies crumble. Buildings crumble. Empires crumble. Sculptures can crumble. The economy definitely can crumble. Our nation is crumbling. That's what a lot of people think. And basically, when more weight is added that can be sustained, the object will crumble. It'll crumble. But there's something else that is crumbling that is far greater than the objects I talked about earlier. I'm talking about our character. That's right, our character is crumbling. It's collectively in shambles. When something crumbles, you have pieces, you have fragments, and as I look around our world, that kind of describes where we are. It seems that things are inverted and perverted. What is good is bad. What's bad is good. Boys are girls and girls are boys. Everything is characterless. And I'm arguing that the only character we have left in our culture comes from God himself. We have just a residue of character in people, and that comes from the Lord Jesus. But there's definitely a chasm, a void when it comes to character. And I've been studying character recently, and I thought we would take over the next several weeks a character tour. We would talk about the crumbling of character, but better than that, I want us to land on how to increase our character quotient. And we're gonna see three things, basically. Number one, character is a choice. It's crazy how many choices we have that are character driven. In fact, they happen so fast, a lot of us don't think about the fact that it's a character decision, those decisions we make in marriage and parenting and dealing with our finances and business and school and sports and all those things. Character. Character, I define, is a outward reflection of an inward connection. So we have to choose character. Also, character, and this is not fun, but it's just reality. Character always increases. It's always developed in a crisis situation. The Bible talks about testings and temptations and talks about suffering, and it compares our lives to like gold and a goldsmith, to like silver and a silversmith. When the heat's turned up, you scrape the impurities off, and then when the goldsmith or silversmith sees their reflection, they know the gold or silver is ready. That's sort of what we're gonna be driving at. a crisis situation. And maybe you're in a crisis situation right now. So often God puts us in the opposite to bring out the character that should emerge from a particular situation. For example, let's say patience, okay? Let's say God wants us, and he does want us to have patience. We need to wait on the Lord, the Bible says. Well, he's not just gonna go, okay, develop patience. He might put us in situations that would tempt us, that would test us with impatience. So it's just developed, character is developed by choice in a crisis situation, also with community, that's church. Now the importance of rubbing shoulders with people, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, the importance of that is the fact that we're glorifying God, we're worshiping God, but also one of the benefits of being in church is this thing called community. So here I can learn, and iron sharpens iron, the Bible says. One brother, one sister sharpens another one. So together, collectively, we're building character. It's an outward reflection of an inward connection. True character comes from God himself. Today, we're going to talk about one certain aspect of character. And let me get into it this way. Have you ever seen those low T commercials? Men, do you want to feel younger, stronger, leaner, and have more energy? You don't have to slow down past 40. You need testosterone. And these low T clinics are everywhere. Have you seen these? I mean, a Brahma bull could walk into one of those clinics and they would say, you have low T. I mean, you're gonna have low T if you walk into a low T clinic. But our problem, guys, it's not low T, it's low C. Courage. I've been talking about courage lately, and courage is the lost commodity, isn't it? It's part of this character tour. Courage is the God-given ability to stand for your convictions. It takes a lot of courage. I mentioned it earlier when I talked about character, just to live an average, everyday, suburbanite life. We don't realize it, but it does. Courage to keep your marriage as a priority. Courage to parent your kids, to discipline your kids, to follow through on that. Courage to get up and say, you know what? We're going to church on Sunday, even though we don't feel like it, even though the kids go, well, all my friends from school aren't there, or it's a bluebird day. No, it takes courage to do that. It takes courage to live a pure life. It takes courage not to log on to that website. It takes courage to turn from that group that are doing things you shouldn't do, that don't glorify God, and turn and follow the Lord. And sometimes you're absolutely alone. It takes courage. Have you ever thought about this? To tithe. Are you kidding me? The first 10% of what I make, of what you make, goes to the house of God. It takes courage to do that. So we have a lot of courageous people right here. So give yourselves a round of applause. But some of us are struggling with low C, and we need to ramp up our courage quotient. We need courage. We need courage every single day. Courage can be increased. The quotient can be ramped up when we understand two basic real estate deals. The first real estate deal blew up. I mean, it crumbled. The second real estate deal happened. I mean, the title was exchanged and all the papers were signed, the lawyers were there, and the people took over the land. I'm talking about God's people, God's chosen people, the Israelites. You remember them? God had promised them a land, 300,000 square miles of real estate. God promised Abraham. Well, Abraham and his clan, because of a famine, cruised down to Egypt with Jacob and all of that. they multiplied and really multiplied. So the Egyptians took them as slaves. They were in slavery for hundreds of years. They became the number one earner in the entire Egyptian economy. God led them out of slavery, and that represents salvation. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians that these dealings, God's people with the Egyptians and these real estate deals, happened because of an example for you and for me. They're let out of this bondage. It illustrates salvation. The trip was supposed to take 11 days. It ended up being a road trip from hell, 40 years. Let me say that again. It was supposed to take 11 days from Egypt to the promised land, closing this real estate deal, because the deal basically had been done. Yet, because of their lack of courage, because their courage just crumbled, they wandered in the desert for 40 years. So if I could come up with a phrase that illustrates the children of Israel, it would be this. Let's get ready to crumble, because that's Michael Buffer, because they crumbled. Is your character crumbling? It's a God-given ability to stand for your convictions. The children of Israel, 2 million of them, they made it all the way to the brink of the promised land. God said, the land is yours. Just go ahead and possess your possessions. I mean, how easy is that? But remember, God says, possess your possessions. God said, I've already given the land to you. Just possess it.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
The Bible says God takes care of the birds. He feeds the birds. I've never seen a bird sitting on a branch with its beak open toward heaven, waiting for God to drop a worm in its beak. We have to claim it. And as we claim it, that's where character develops. Character develops in the claiming of the land. So God's people were on the brink of this incredible real estate deal. And you know the story. They picked, well, God told them to pick 12 leaders of the 12 tribes to do a secret reconnaissance mission. They go out and check out the land that was already theirs. They come back. Everyone thinks it's going to be awesome. Everyone thinks, all right, we're ready to claim the land. But the Bible says something very, very human. Anytime you hear the word but, what comes after it is usually bad. Let's read it in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 13, verses 27 through 28. Now these are the spies, the 12 spies of the 12 tribes of Israel. The Bible says they gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here's its fruit. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. But the people, but, say but with me. But the people who live there are powerful. The cities are fortified and very large. And the Bible says they went negative. They became the first vision vandals. You know vision vandals, you know, at your company. You come up with an idea, they extinguish it. And they spread this bad report, these negative people. And suddenly, everyone believed the negativity, and they were like, we don't want to have the courage it takes to claim the land. So, man, I wish we could go back to Egypt. Man, I wish we'd have died in the desert. So Israel did not make it into the promised land. This first real estate deal blew up. It crumbled because of their low C. But let's go to real estate deal number two. 40 years later, and most of you know the story, but another real estate deal. Moses punches his ticket. The J-man Joshua steps into his size 14 sandals to take over. You have a new generation, and they're on the brink of real estate deal too. They also faced a wall of water at flood stage, the Jordan River. So God does a quick TED talk. He tells them some things, and this is really the secret of how to build courage. You want to build courage? I do. Well, let's see what the Bible says. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, God says to them, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land. Remember the promised land promised 400 years earlier to Abraham and his clan. Because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and courageous. That's right, be strong and courageous. Number one, because of the promises of God. Guess how many promises there are in the Bible? 3,000. So we can simply claim those promises. Now we've got to take a step of faith and claim the land that God has for us, and God has land in every single person's life for us to claim, but we don't just sit there on a branch with our beaks open, waiting for the worm. No. We make a choice, remember? We understand in a crisis situation that we're gonna face conflict, and when we're involved in community, rubbing shoulders with the right people, suddenly, because the promises of God, boom, we claim the land. Now, why in the world would God challenge Joshua to be strong? Well, obviously, he was tempted to be weak. If he was already strong, he wouldn't have said that. And how many times have I faced a situation, have you faced a situation where we need courage, where we need strength, and I'm like, God, I'm just weak. But see, when we humble ourselves, that's when God gives us the strength. Also, courage. He kind of was tempted, I'm sure, to blend in. He was like, man, I don't want to face these people again. God says, be strong and courageous because of the promises of the land I've given you. But here's something else. God says, be strong and courageous because of the power of my word. I'm talking about the word of God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Not some of it, not a little bit, all of it. Now, they only had 5 books of the Bible back then. We've got 66 today. The power of the word of God. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be, don't you love this, successful wherever you go. God wants success for you. Now, success is living in the will of God. It's not health and wealth and living problem-free and illness-free and crisis-free. No. But he says, be strong and courageous once, and be strong and courageous twice. The power, the sheer octane of the word of God. So when I hear the word of God, read the word of God, and obey the word of God, I'm infused with courage. I love to say this because we live in the land of Bible studies. The last thing a lot of us need is another Bible study. Let me say it again. The last thing. Some of you are going, what? Listen to me. The last thing you need is another Bible study. You don't need another Bible study. You need the Bible to study you. You need to apply the Word of God. I'm not saying you shouldn't know the Bible. I'm all about that. But information without application is an abomination. The word strong, I got to throw this out. In the original language, the word strong, be strong and courageous. You will not believe what it means, guys, with low T. It means to be a man.
Yeah. That's good.
So our issue, thank you. Was that Ric Flair? Woo! So our issue, woo, is not low T, it's low C. Be a man. Hey guys, are you leading in your homes? Have you talked to your kids regularly about their relationship with Jesus? Does your family see you taking the lead and going to church? And being generous? It's time for us to be a man, because too many of us see Jesus as a pale, frail, blue-eyed, decaf-sipping white boy. Jesus was all about, and is, that was funny, all about courage. He's not the Prozac Jesus. He's a powerful, bold, courageous Lion of Judah. And sadly, we have declawed the Lion of Judah. The third one, be strong and courageous because of the presence of God's Spirit. The presence of God's Spirit. I love this. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. Obviously, he was dealing with fear too. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be, say it with me, with you wherever you go. I got to drop a name here. Do you mind? I mean, I'm 61 years old. I can name drop now. I'll never forget this. Troy Aikman and I were going out for sushi. I promise you, one day. Okay, I won't tell you the story. People are laughing at me. I'm not gonna tell the story. I'll tell it later. No, really, we were going out for sushi one time, and it was during the height of the Cowboys Super Bowl run, one of the Super Bowl runs back when they had Jimmy Johnson. And there was some big controversy, you know, and we were driving to this restaurant, and we're in this, you know, SUV, and Troy's driving. I'm looking down, and I'm seeing all these bros, you know, bro, you know, guys. You can tell they were listening to talk radio, and they were talking all about the Cowboys and this and that, and what's Troy Aikman going to do, and what about the situation with Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones and Michael Irvin's and some serious problems, and go on and on and on and on and on. And I'm thinking to myself, if these bros knew that Troy Aikman was right there next to them in traffic, they would lose their minds. How often have I been in a situation and I had no idea the proximity of Jesus? Sometimes we pray, God be with us. No, he's already with us. We have to realize he's with us.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has encouraged you and given you strength to stand firm on godly convictions. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed delivers a message called The Rock of Courage. We finish our That's the Way the Character Crumbles series and discover how we face with courage the challenges of life. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be a part of what God is doing through The Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.